God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. I don't care who you are, where you live, or how much money you make, there will always be someone who will be unimpressed by what you are, what you do. That drives some people absolutely crazy. It leads many others to live lives that are not true, to do things that are not accurate or honest, to try to portray themselves to be someone that they are not, to be greater than they actually are, or to have merit because of accomplishment alone. You know, maybe you've had a great day, you've just landed a great deal at work, or you've sold something, or you've made a great speech, or you've had some great breakthrough at work. When you come home at the end of the day, if you're a dad, that's primarily what you are. If you're a mom, that's primarily what you are. If you're a son or daughter, that's primarily what you are. If you live alone, then you are going to be defined by somebody as the person you actually are, not merely by the things that you have accomplished. You know, I think about Noah, and I think about a great man. I think about a man who could almost be considered the hero of the world. When you think about it, if there was no Noah, there would be no you. All of us are descendants of one man who had the courage and determination to obey God and do what was right. And Noah led his family. But like you and like me, Noah was imperfect. And like you and like me, Noah was largely defined not by the great and grand successes, but by the little victories and defeats of daily life. After the floodwaters had receded, after God's judgment had spent itself, and after there was a new world populated only by Noah and his family, the Bible says in Genesis 9 that Noah began to be a husbandman, that is a farmer, and he planted a vineyard. And he drank of the wine and was drunken, and he was uncovered within his tent. What follows is a man who shamed himself in front of his children. A man who was defeated in the small moments of life. And a reminder that even the wisest of men can act foolishly when they're acting under the influence of something or someone other than God. The Bible tells us that Noah was drunken and uncovered. A son was cursed because of what followed, and two others were blessed because of what followed, but all these sons recognized their father in a state that was shameful and seems to be totally unrelated to the great worldwide hero that Noah might be considered. Now, there's a truth for each of us this morning, and it's simply this: it is better to be honored by the people in your house than to be the hero of the world. You know, I hope you accomplish great things today. And I hope God uses you in a wonderful way. But many times, the moments that define our lives the most are those small moments, those quiet moments, those moments when it is just us and perhaps those closest to us. It is those moments that oftentimes will define who we are and the legacy we leave. Noah was a great man. Noah was a godly man. But like us, Noah was just human. He was flawed. And he reminds us today that whoever we are and whatever we do, nothing is more important than the integrity we live in the small moments of our life.